Hey, welcome in. Time to wrap up KER Politics. I have a very interesting woman on the line right now. She's an op-ed writer, and she is also a published author. Her name is Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl has just written a book called Socialists Don't Sleep, America Needs Christians to Get Louder. I think this is a very appropriate topic, Cheryl, particularly given the fact that I think most of us watched the debate last night, and everything that you're talking about is categorically denied by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, I happen to agree with you. Tell us a little bit about your book and the rationale behind what you're saying.
Well, Socialists Don't Sleep is basically a tool to give readers a deeper understanding of the sneaky way socialism has already seeped into American society and culture and politics, in hopes that no matter who wins in November and no matter who wins in elections in the future, that Americans will be conditioned to see the socialism before it takes root and grows and spreads. So I actually conceived of this book almost two decades ago when President George Bush was president, when George Bush was president, and he brought forward in cahoots with Democrats a piece of legislation called the American Dream Down Payment Act. And I know probably your listeners don't remember that, but it was just for, in case some don't, it was just a piece of legislation that took dollars to give to minorities to encourage them to buy homes, with the justification that more minority home ownership was good for all of America. And I remember thinking at the time when Bush signed that into law, my thoughts were, how is that not socialism? And so from there, I conceived the actual book. At the time, because actually my husband convinced me at the time that socialism, it wasn't being openly discussed, the timing wasn't right. But look at us now. Now we openly embrace socialism. We actually have card-carrying members of Congress, socialists, serving the American people, taking an oath to the Constitution. So in my book, based on identifying this before we get to the point where it's open socialist serving.
No, let me ask you this. I'm sorry, I lost you just for a minute, Cheryl.
Oh, it's just basically about helping readers understand and identify the seeds of socialism before we get more open socialist serving in public office.
Mm-hmm. Well, what bothers me a lot right now is I'm under the impression, Cheryl, that it's pretty well embedded, and I talk about this a lot, not only with colleagues, but also on the air, and I think there is a very, very well-funded, and perhaps in their own mind, a well-meaning organization run by a guy named George Soros and his son, Alexander Soros. I think they are firmly convinced that the way to save the world is through socialism. I mean, just look at the platform of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's all you have to do. And it's very, very obvious. What would you suggest that Americans do to counteract this, Cheryl?
Well, I do go into George Soros and a lot of the globalists who are funding the collectivist socialist movement in America. I agree with you about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, the weak presidential candidate. If he wins in the White House, it'll be far leftist socialists / communists that are pushing policy into America. So my recommendation is found in the second half. Title of my book, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. And I just think, given that America was built on a foundation of Judeo-Christian principles, with the core asset being our individual rights come from God, not government, mm-hmm. We have strayed from that. And we've largely strayed from that because Christians, the Christian community in America, have been too silent in recent years. We've been swept up into the secular pursuits, the more money, the bigger homes, the more cars, the larger TVs, the 401ks. And so now we're reaping what we've sown. We have turned the corner and become a secular nation. And it's no coincidence that the youth in America are embracing socialism, because those two things go hand in hand. Atheism and communism are go hand in hand. And so the solution, of course, lies with Christians becoming more vocal, bolder, taking stronger stands publicly to reel back the secularism, and in so doing, bring about a political system that is based more on individual rights with God at the top, not government.
Cheryl, I'd like to ask you one question, and that it's a quandary that I'm facing, not personally. I, too, am a Christian, but I have to say that I look at society. Society has gotten to be incredibly secular. It's gotten to be incredibly secular because of the concept of instant gratification. Instant gratification is very appealing to human nature. How can your book and your discussions with other people, your presentations, how do you attack that problem?
Well, you attack educating people and showing how the link between a thriving, growing church community is tied so tightly, inextricably woven, as a matter of fact, to individual freedoms in America. If one falls, the other falls. If the church community in America fails to do its job, and individuals fail to do their Christian duty, then that opens the door to big government coming in and filling the void. So it's crucial to make the link between church and freedom, and make the link between belief in Judeo-Christian principles, belief in biblical guidance, and individual God-given freedoms. Because you do away with one, and what comes is big government. The only way to do it is to talk about it frequently.
We try to talk about it as much as we can on this particular show, Cheryl, and I applaud you for your efforts. I applaud you for this book. Let me just get kind of a personal opinion, and I'm sure that you do share this with your readers, but we got about 2 minutes left. You're actually a little bit more, actually about 2.5 minutes. Cheryl, if you were to paint a picture of what America could very possibly look like within the next 5 years, what would that picture look like?
Socialist. I mean, completely socialist, turning the corner toward communism. Seriously, this is an actual danger. I mean, go ask Venezuela if they ever expected that their country would fall so quickly and so deeply, right? I mean, that was one of the most richest, vibrant nations in the world, filled with resources, and now half the people are living in poverty, starving to death. So America has already seen under the coronavirus how quickly individual freedoms can be yanked away and put into the hands of government bureaucrats, and not even duly elected government bureaucrats. I'm speaking of like health officials, health bureaucrats. They're not accountable to the people. And so you have these politicians who are only too willing to grab power when they can, that they don't rightly own, and citizens nowadays are not fighting. Look at how many citizens just throw face masks on their face because of executive orders and don't question that those executive orders aren't actually laws. These are signs a degraded nation. These are signs of a nation that is oh too willing to obey government instead of questioning and being thinking citizens like founders intended us to be.
You know, I got to tell you, Cheryl, I agree with you 1,000%. I don't think there's any question about that. That came out front and center, I have to say, in my opinion, in yesterday's debate. You've got the Biden-Harris team basically pushing on government mandates to regulate health issues. You have common sense is totally taken out of the question. It's all about you have to do what the government tells you to do. Scares the daylights out of me. There's no question whatsoever about that. Listeners are aware of the fact that I'm a child of Russian immigrants. They fled Russia in 2017, and I got to tell you, Cheryl, the stories that I lived with when I was growing up because of the flight that my parents took were absolutely appalling. Cheryl, I'll put a link on the site for your book. Thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.